and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Charles Dickens wrote, "A loving heart is the truest wisdom." Joyce Brothers stated, "The best proof of love is trust." When I think about someone who trusts and someone who loves, I see the face of my guest. She trusts people. God uses her to open doors. She's a door opener, opportunities, opening doors of opportunities for others. She does it all the time. And when you find out what she's been through, and the reasons why such a person would not be trusting, you will see the incredible power of Christ's love and redemption. And by the way, let me warn you, when you hear her, you will be privileged to listen to a gifted woman who truly loves Jesus with all her heart. The kind of love that oozes and will melt your heart. We pause just for a moment to remind you that we here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we exist to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. For you, if you don't know Christ in a personal, intimate way, that you would come to know Him, that you would know His love and His grace. Whatever you're facing right now, whatever circumstance you might be in, whatever you've done, whatever you've been through, however wrong you may have been, to know the love of Christ, that the love of Christ reaches out to you in your deepest, darkest moments. He wraps His arms around you, He knows you by name, and He calls you to Himself. He who died on the cross for our sins, who shed His precious blood on that cross, was buried, and rose again on the third day, the living Christ calls you at this very moment. And if you are a Christ follower, a disciple of Jesus, well, we're here to build you up, to encourage you. We all need encouragement, don't we? Well, this is a great moment because we have in studio Suzanne Maurer. Suzanne grew up in Salem, Oregon. And the course of years that she's going to share with us about at least some of those things. Well, recently she's been the program director of the Waterhouse Lecture Series and on the steering committee of the Hawaii Prayer Breakfast, and formerly was the Christian education teacher at Kamehameha Kapalama's Elementary School. She's married to Dr. Roland Maurer. They have four children, Darren, Rick, Steve, and Kathy, and they are the blessed grandparents of eight grandchildren. Suzanne, welcome to our show.
Mahalo nui loa. Danny, it's so fun for me sitting here because I've listened so many times to your program and just been so encouraged, so inspired, hearing your guests, and it's truly an honor to be with you today. So thank you so much.
I've been wanting for a long, long time to have Suzanne Maurer in studio with me, and this is a divine moment, a blessing.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
So you mentioned, I mentioned earlier about you growing up in Salem, Oregon. What was it like growing up there in Oregon?
Well, to me, Salem is like Mayberry RFD, but many of our listeners won't know what that is. But it was just a small, wonderful community, and I was blessed to have my dad be the mayor originally, and then he was in the legislature, and so it was a very exciting time. He was an undefeated politician. He never lost an election, but as I was telling Danny, After 8 years, if you can imagine, the 50s, he'd seen enough, and he said, I'm getting out of this crazy business, and I can work from behind the scenes. But it was a wonderful place to grow up, and I often tell people now that I've been in Hawaii 46 years, it was a great place to be from.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
In my growing up years, I would have to say it was my father. Certainly in my life, I look back and it was Darren, which we'll talk about later. But in my growing up years, I had a wonderful childhood. And my father was a hero, not only to the community, but to me. So it would have been my father.
What was it about Dad?
His love. You mentioned earlier love. I believe love is a gift from God. And he was just abundantly blessed with that. And he had had a tough childhood. His mother died in childbirth when he was 3, and so he was sent off to live with an aunt and uncle and adopted later by them, and they died at a young age. So he didn't have an easy childhood, but he was just full of love, and he was Mr. Communicator. He was the organizer, the networker, I think you'd say, and he just spent a life before me giving, helping people. Mom didn't know if there'd be 4 for breakfast or 14. We just had a revolving door. And both my sister and I have followed in my father's footsteps with that.
So, well, that helps me solve a mystery.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you have, see, certain people, they just have a gigantic heart for others. Yeah. And now you mention your dad. Mm-hmm. He was like that.
Very much.
How does a person develop that?
I don't know if this will meet with everyone's agreement. I believe to my core it's a gift from God. Mm-hmm. And I think it's God just massaging our heart. And I think that I just am dropped to my knees to say, thank you, dear Lord. Thank you that you have filled my heart not only with love, but I'm also blessed to have a heart of forgiveness. And you know, all of us have struggles throughout our lives with people that turn against us or do wrong to us. And I believe that forgiveness is an issue of the heart. And I have been blessed beyond measure from a Heavenly Father that helps me to recognize He's forgiven me. That Lord's Prayer, I begin every day with the Lord's Prayer before I get out of bed. My waking thoughts are the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. That's my translation. So I believe the love and also forgiveness are gifts from God.
Mm. Forgiveness. You speak of it.
Mm-hmm.
The love that emanates has to come if you're living life, which comes with hurts.
Yes.
And unexpected trials.
Yes.
You've experienced some things in your life.
Yes.
That, God has used to mold you to the person that you are today. What are some of these things that you've experienced?
I will share, but I want to just immediately say, if I may, the 2 things I would hope our listeners would take from my time here today is the importance and the value of being in the Word of God on a daily basis. I read the 1-year Bible. I've been reading it. I'm at least in my 20th year. I begin with that morning prayer and then a little prayer of melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. And then Jesus and I have our Bible time together. And the other thing I would want our listeners to take away from my time today is that we have such a loving God, our Creator. He made us, He loves us, and He will never leave or forsake us, and He is with us through it all. But it took me a long time to find that out, because when I was 19 and I was a sophomore in college, having the time of my life, I was date raped by a young man that I'd actually dated in high school. And in the 1960s, believe it or not, there was a very concrete line that you didn't pass when you were dating, and a sexual violation that you just didn't, it didn't exist. You didn't consider it, and it didn't happen. And we had been very good about that, if you can use that word. I'd been protected. And we'd broken up. I hadn't seen him for many, many months. And he came one night where he knew I would be. And instead of taking me home, he took me to his apartment. And I didn't know that he even had an apartment. And ultimately, he violated me that night. And I got pregnant as a result of that. And honestly, I thought I was a second Mary. I mean, you have to laugh with me, listening audience, because it really, some of my testimony, it's you either laugh or cry. But I was in such shock. I didn't even know it was humanly possible that on that first experience I could have gotten pregnant, and especially when it was such a violation. But when I found out I was pregnant, I actually tried to take my life because, as I said, my father was very well known, and I did not think I could go home and tell my parents that I was pregnant. And so I was living in the Kappa house at Oregon State, having the time of my life, and I tried to hang myself, and I didn't know, thank you, Jesus, how to tie a knot. And so I spent the next 2 days just crying my eyes out, and then finally had to call this ex-boyfriend and tell him to bring a truck because I had to go home. I had to drop out of college. And interestingly, when he took me to my house, he helped me unload the things into the garage. And then I told him to leave. And I just explained that what he had done to me was unconscionable and he was never going to see this child. And I never wanted to see him again as long as I live. And I should probably tell you that I was the one that had broken up with him. He really did care a great deal about me. Certainly, he didn't plan what happened, but he had certainly violated me in a horrific way. And this is why I do quite a bit of work with programs like Sue Skinner's program at Calvary Chapel Pearl Harbor to help young girls in these situations. So I went in the house, never planning to see him again, and had to tell my parents. And my mom just cried silent tears. She didn't make a sound, and my dad was just very upset. My wonderful dad that was really my role model. And so I just went into my room and went to bed. And I don't know if any of you in my listening audience have experienced shock, but I was in major shock. And I just kind of existed for the next few days. And then my mom came in. That was a Monday night when I went home. And on Thursday morning, she came in and told me that she wanted me to go for a ride with them. And this was in Salem, Oregon. And they took me to a little town outside of Portland called Lake Grove, Oregon. And I'm sitting and my father's on my right and my mother's on his right. And I hear the word adoption. And I say, Dad, what are we doing? Who is this pastor? Why are we in this pastor's office in Lake Grove, Oregon? And he said, well, sweetheart, Reverend Russell and his wife are going to adopt your baby. And I said, but Dad, we haven't even talked about this. I'm not going to give my child up for adoption. And he's my wonderful father said, do you see that door over there, Suzanne? And it was the door outside. And I said, yes. And he said, you have two choices. You can either walk through that door and we'll never see you again, or you can be married. And 2 days later, I married that boy that I was never going to see again in that pastor's office. And honestly, I didn't know Jesus personally. I believed in God. I was raised in what I call a church-attending family. So we went to church every Sunday, but we just kind of checked it off that we'd done that. Mm-hmm. My family didn't read the Bible. I didn't know you could have a personal relationship with Christ. So quite honestly, I was terrified at that point in my life of God.
You talk about being terrified, being in shock. Mm-hmm. I mean, so many things are happening so quick. You find out you're pregnant. You have to tell your parents. You see their reaction. And then you're there having to make this decision. Well, maybe not even a decision that you were going to make. But
right.
Then you were forced to, hey, I need to process this. And before you know it, you're married to the very same person who violated you. We're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, Suzanne, I mean, you've I'm on the edge of my seat. you got us. Because somebody might not know. I mean, talking with you, hearing of you, seeing you, they might not know what you've been through. You can only tell so much. But then when you realize where a person has come from and what they've been through and what Christ has brought them through, it adds a whole new dimension.
And that's what's exciting. I want to tell them about Jesus and what he's done.
And we will. You will when we come back. Stay with us. More from Suzanne Maurer.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
What if you were the victim of a date rape and then you conceived just from that one moment? And then all of a sudden, you're an aspiring college student. Your world is in front of you. You live a vibrant, vivacious life. And the world is at your fingertips. And suddenly, your world begins to crumble to the point where you attempt to commit suicide. It doesn't work. And then you're forced to make certain decisions. And before you know it, you marry the person that violated you. Well, that's the story of our featured guest. We're just getting started because, as you listen, if you're on the edge of your seat, be careful that you don't fall off your seat as you hear Suzanne Maurer. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I'm very grateful that you're here with us today. To find out more about our program, to get the podcast, hear the program in its entirety. You might be tuning in right now. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the podcast for free. That and other resources just for you. thegoodlifehawaii.com. Suzanne, take us from there. You got married.
I had to get married. Yeah. And of course, the pregnancy went well. I gave birth. And it was very hard, but I would do anything to try and bring peace to my family. I had clearly devastated my parents, and so now I was focused. I was going to make this marriage work, and I kept going to church. I didn't know that I could know Jesus personally yet. That's coming. And so we went on our way, and after about 4 years, I recognized that we really wouldn't have a good marriage. It was a marriage of effort, and he was very abusive to me emotionally, not physically, but emotionally. And so I don't know why. I praise God that I did not want to have an only child, and so I asked if we could try and have another child, and he said, fine. And I got pregnant very quickly with a second son, but by the time Rick was born, he had left. He was gone, and the marriage just completely fell apart. Interestingly, I'd gone back to college when Darren was 20 months old, and so I graduated with a teaching degree, and 2 weeks later, Rick was born. So I had a teaching job, and now I have a college degree. I have another new little baby. I've got a five-year-old, and I have a teaching career ahead of me, but I'm now divorced. And so it was hard, but I have to say I really felt a peace about it, because we were going no place. And I, even though I didn't have that personal relationship with Christ, I was being carried, and there was a sense in me that I knew that I was being carried. And I want to just quickly share, before I tell a little bit more about Darren, that what ended up happening is I ended up, the summer after my first year of teaching, I came to visit my sister and her husband and children in Hawaii, and met my husband on a blind date. And we have now celebrated 43 years of marriage, which is just wonderful. And he adopted Darren and Rick, and then we went on to have Steve and Kathy. We dated for 3 weeks here in Hawaii, and then I went home with a teaching contract all signed. And again, I didn't realize it was Jesus. But I went for a walk one night in Oregon, and a plan just unfolded in my mind to come to Hawaii and get a teaching job. And literally 1 week later, after seeing my parents and making all the arrangements, I was on a plane coming back to Hawaii, and I got a teaching position at Blanche Pope in Waimanalo, and the rest is kind of history. Roland and I dated a year and a half. We were married, and so it's just been an amazing story. But I want to tell you a little bit about Darren, because when he was a little boy, every once in a while I would think, there must be something special about this little guy to have been conceived under such bizarre circumstances. And I actually wrote to Ann Landers. Now, again, some of our listening audience won't know Ann Landers, but she was an advice person. And I wrote to her and I said, "Dear Ann, how and when am I going to share my son's conception with him?" And she wrote back, and of course I told her a little bit more about it. She wrote back a typewritten paragraph. They don't know about typewriters either, do they, Danny? But it's like a computer, only not as good.
I know about a typewriter.
Okay, thank you. And it said, "Dear Suzanne, you will know how and when at the right time. Good luck, dear." Wow, that was really wonderful. I just stared at that paper for a long time and thought, now, how am I going to work with this? But see, God knew. God knew all along. And I want to just keep saying through this whole broadcast that Jesus is carrying you, even if you don't realize it. He loves us with a never-ending love. And unfortunately, we lots of times look back in hindsight and see that he was carrying us. But trust me, he is a God that we can trust. So the night before my 40th birthday, everyone was gone but Darren. And Darren had just come home from his freshman year at Stanford. And he played on the Punahou basketball team in 78, second in the state, 79 state champs. And he and his friend Barry sat on the far left end of the bench and never played. And that Barry would be our now President Barack Obama. But we only knew him as Barry. And they were very good friends. And because they didn't get to play in the games, they spent a lot of time in Darren's VW van cruising around Paloma Settlement and Clum Gym getting in pickup games. So that's another story. But when Darren went to Stanford, he figured he had to retire his basketball sneakers. That's Pac-12. But in the spring, he went down to play some pickup games, and the coaches came to see him play, and he was invited to come home and play with the basketball Rainbows all summer and then try out as a walk-on. And what he did is he went to the Stanford Chapel. And now our children were all raised in the church, but very much like we were. We went to church and we checked it off, and that was it. And I feel so badly we didn't read the Bible as a family at that point. So Darren went to the Stanford Chapel, and it was empty, and he went up front and knelt down and said, "God, I don't even know if you exist, but if you do, I'd like to make a deal with you." Now, listening audience, I don't recommend deals with God, but this one worked, and it's a fun story. And he said, "If I make the Stanford basketball team, I'll give you all the credit." Then he went back to his fraternity, and he called his friend who'd been inviting him to Campus Crusade for Christ meetings. He went with her, he gave his life to Christ, and he said, "I'll not only give you all the credit, I'll serve you all my life." And he was the only one of 25 young men that made the Stanford basketball team, and he would tell you Jesus Christ put him on that team. Mm-hmm. And he played 2 years as a walk-on and then earned a full scholarship. But now let me get back to that night before my 40th birthday. So Darren's telling me all about Stanford. He's so excited that he's born in Christ. And that's the night that I told him about his conception. And his response to me was, "Well, Mom, tomorrow you're going to get a gift that's going to help you understand, and it's okay." And I thought, wow, that's an interesting response, a gift. And to my listening audience today, that gift was the New American Standard Open Study Bible, a beautiful leather-bound Bible. And that's what he gave me for my 40th birthday. And then he taught me of a personal relationship with Christ that changed my life forever. So that little guy, born under the most horrible, and conceived under the most horrible night of my life, 20 years later, having been in church basically every Sunday, God used that son to bring me to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
How did you feel when he responded the way that he did?
I didn't understand it. But I want to say we saw a peace in Darren that summer that was undeniable.
And he had no idea.
He had no idea. He said, "Mom, I've never seen pictures of my dad. You never talk about my dad." So he said, "But you're going to get a gift that's going to," and oh, I wished I could share with your listeners, Danny, what he wrote in the Bible that day. It was absolutely beautiful. The Holy Spirit wrote through Darren a wonderful writing that was inside that Bible. But his life had been transformed through Campus Crusade for Christ at Stanford, and he was a whole new human being when he came home that summer.
He gives you a Bible, your 40th birthday. I'm interested. I would imagine my listeners would want to know, our listeners, how you came to Christ. And I want you to tell us what happened on the inside through all that you've been through, how you came to Christ. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, Suzanne Maurer will share how she came to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's a leather-bound Bible. Holy Spirit inspired her son to write something in the dedication there of that Bible, New American Standard Open Bible. That was one of the first Bibles that I had that the Lord used to really minister to me. It's just the study Bible has been very helpful. But your story, Suzanne, and how God used Darren, gosh, we've got to hear more.
Okay.
And she's going to share more when we come back. You don't want to miss this. It's going to bless you. It's already blessing us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It's a great gift to give away. Some may argue it is the best gift to give away. What I'm talking about is giving the Word of God. Give someone the Bible. Well, our guest today received the gift of a Bible, and God marvelously used it as a means for her to come to know Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm speaking of my guest today. Her name is Suzanne Maurer. Her son Darren comes back from Stanford University, and presents her with this gift on her 40th birthday as she reveals to him the background of how he was conceived. If you're tuning in right now, this is certainly one of those programs where you've got to get the show. It'll minister to you. It will be something that you would want to pass on, I would imagine, to somebody as you think about it, a person who's going through a rough time right now. The Lord, the Holy Spirit, He knows how to personalize things. The Lord will put that person, the face, their name, right before you, and you know you've got to send it. You can send the podcast for free. You can download it for free. It's accessible to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Suzanne, how did you come to Christ?
I want people to hear Jesus through all of this because truly He was leading every step of the way. And I also want to share, I loved Charlie Wiedemeyer's definition of a coincidence. He said, a coincidence is when God is working miraculously and chooses to remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. And we experience those God coincidences a lot. So what happened? Darren led me in a Bible study in the Gospel of John. And then when he got ready to go back to Stanford, he helped me get into a good Bible study. And then we had a rainbow basketball player live with us that summer, and Tony Webster. He still holds some records, I think, at UH. And he herniated a disc in his back and was in Queens Hospital, so Darren gave him a copy of the Living Bible. And I have to tell you, at that time, I was reading the Living Bible to Tony daily at Queens Hospital, and it really was so much easier for me to understand that I leaned on that for quite a while. And then we met a young man that would go door to door, or room to room in Queens Hospital named Gary Goslin. And we became friends. So Gary and my son Darren and I played golf one day. And after our fun round, we were walking back to the car, and Gary said to me, Suzanne, when you get home today, if there's a letter in your mailbox, and it's addressed to you, Suzanne Maurer, and the return address is Jesus Christ, what will you do? I was just kind of horrified. I said, Kerry, that's like blasphemy. What are you talking about? And he said, what would you do? And I said, well, Gary, I suppose I'd read it. And he said, Suzanne, the Bible is the Lord's love letter written to each of us. And fortunately, Gary and Darren were in one car because I sobbed all the way home. And it was like God had just put a knife into my heart. I had had that love letter for 40 years, and I wasn't really reading it. But I was now. And boy, I really got going to read some more. And then another interesting thing happened. And I just love the way God works. My neighbor had a new Sidney Sheldon book. And I had read all of Sidney Sheldon's books. And she said to me, "Suzanne, you're reading the Bible. How's it going?" And I said, "Well, I'm enjoying it." And she said, "Well, how much time do you spend reading the Bible?" And I said, "Well, 5 or 10 minutes, 2 and 3 times a week." And that was a big deal for me. This was new. And she said, "Well, how much time are you going to spend with this?" And I said, "Well, if you'd give it to me, I'll curl up for a couple of hours tonight." And that neighbor, who wasn't a Christian then, and to my knowledge is not today, the Lord said through her, "I challenge you to spend an equal amount of time with your Bible as you do this book." And that night, I had my new Sidney Sheldon and my Bible, and I went in the living room, the kids were all in bed, and I randomly opened up to the book of Galatians. And I read Galatians, Ephesians, and Philippians, and listen carefully, I found myself on my knees, and I heard a voice that I recognized as my own say, "God, I don't understand this born-again business, but if it's important to you, I'm going to make you a promise. I'm going to read from that love letter every day the rest of my life." And that was in October of 1981, and by God's grace, I have kept that promise. God has kept me in His Word daily. And that's why I say, people ask me the depth of my faith. God blesses those that read His love letter, that take time to be in His Word. Basic instruction before leaving earth. That is how we get to know God personally, by being in the Word of God daily.
You mentioned Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus. Several times.
Yes.
A person can't, they can't talk to you without hearing about Jesus. What difference, Suzanne, has Jesus made in your life?
He is my whole life, because I, by God's grace, reading the Word daily, and there's a wonderful scripture, if I may share with you, in Psalm 25:14, that in the Living Bible says, "The Lord reserves His secrets for those who reverence Him. With them alone He shares the secrets of His promises." And the more I have reverenced God, the more I have recognized Him. And by God's grace, I can tell you, I have such a partnership with Jesus in my heart that I'm never alone. He and I are a team every place we go. And I don't say that pridefully or wrongfully for a second. When I was the Christian ed teacher at Kamehameha, I loved being able to tell the keiki that you are never alone. If you have asked Jesus into your heart, you have a partnership for the rest of your life. He's not beside you. He's in your heart. And so I just, I talk to Jesus all day long. I pray. I read. I feel His presence. I've gotten to know when He's nudging me. Lucy and I call it a holy nudge. But I want to say that for me personally, my belief is it's the commitment to be in the Word of God on a daily basis and seek Him. I ask Him to help me seek Him with my whole heart. I ask Him to cause me to live in the center of His will. So I am seeking Him.
How do you know, your experience, how do you know when He's nudging you?
Well, it took a long time. Remember, now it's 30 plus years I've been in the Word of God daily. But I believe the Lord speaks to us through a peace or an unrest. And so if He's giving me a nudge and I'm not getting it, I'll get an unrest. And I really, throughout the day, multiple times during the day, I know that it's His. It's just, I've never audibly heard His voice, but He speaks through a thought language. And again, when I was the Christian ed teacher at Kamehameha, I had the privilege of giving the pule to the new trustees. They were the interim trustees. And when I was asked to give that puli, I went home and prayed, and I just asked God to help me because I didn't know, you know, what should I say? And the way it works for me is I just felt led to go to the computer, and I just started typing, and this beautiful one-page prayer was finished, and I actually sent it up to Dr. Chun the next morning. I said, is this okay? Do you think this is all right? And he made two typo corrections and put Imua, so I knew it was okay. Imua. So the Lord speaks to me through a thought language. Mm.
Suzanne, we talk about God's presence with you. God speaks to you. God, you know, nudges you. It's been a process. Every year in Hawaii, there's the Hawaii Prayer Breakfast. And there's always a feature, not only the main speaker, but there's a feature of, well, now it's a collection of a plethora of guests that are well-known people and compelling stories. But I mentioned that you're a door opener, and you allow not only the door open for people to share their stories, but a door opener for people to hear those stories and be encouraged. How has God led you through the years to be a person like that as a door opener?
I have to give all the credit, and it's such a privilege. I've had such a blessed friendship with Morris Takushi, and he would just shudder for me to even say his name on the air, but he really is the wings beneath of the prayer breakfast. And so when he invited me back in 89 to host the Inspirational Forum after the prayer breakfast, it's just been an amazing privilege and opportunity. But I literally pray. I start praying the evening after the prayer breakfast of this year for the Lord to speak to me of who he would have share at the Inspirational Forum the next year. And sometimes I know fairly early on, sometimes it takes me into January and February, but I really pray and ask the Lord. And again, it's all done through a thought language. Or like for Emily Maeda, who, the UH volleyball player, there was an article last fall in the paper, and she shared her faith. And so I said, okay, Lord, this looks like a good sports person. Or, you know, he'll give me little inklings along the way, but it really, really is a privilege.
I was very moved. I sat through the whole session.
Thank you.
Very moved to hear Mayor Billy Kinoy.
Yes.
Share his story. Oh, what an incredible communicator.
Yes.
And what a story, too.
Yes.
And his heart and love for the people of the island of Hawaii.
Yes.
And just the way that he shared it, the humor. And then to hear Kim Janala,
yes,
share her incredible story of how the Lord has touched her. I mean, and you've been providing this access for people on both sides throughout the years. Suzanne, when we come back from our break, let's spend a few moments talking, ministering. You know, we live in a time where people are, maybe life is tumultuous.
Mm-hmm.
Life
mm-hmm.
itself has its own dynamics. And yet we've seen the hand of the Lord carry us through. Certainly
yes.
you.
I yes. mean,
I'm a beneficiary of the marvelous grace of God. It's very humbling.
Yes.
But it comes with a responsibility.
Yes.
And with that responsibility, as we continue to rely on the Lord, there are people who are dear friends and some who we might not know them as close, but we can share in the experience with them. And in that, we have an intimate bond. When we come back from our break, Suzanne, a ministry time, I'd like to know what you would say. Or maybe what the Lord would have you say.
Thank you.
To someone who is going through a difficult moment in their life. A relationship is just breaking their heart. Financial stress has them in absolute despair.
Yes.
Thinking thoughts, crazy thoughts that they would have never thought, mm-hmm. having never been under such duress. That and many other things that people go through, we know, you know, when we come back. Suzanne Maurer, stay with us.
aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Who can you trust? I mean, in this world that we live in, who can you really trust? Let's be honest. Have you been burned before? Someone given you a promise? Someone given you their word? Maybe even shook hands with you? Maybe even signed a contract and then things change? Hey, stuff happens, doesn't it? But who can you trust? Is there anybody that we can really trust in our life? People have hurt us. Haven't you been hurt before? I have. But who can we trust? You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I pose that very deep question because it's very practical. We need to come to grips with this, because without knowing who we can trust, it's just hard to live life, and it's hard to live in uncertain times. And wouldn't you agree that we are living in uncertain times? My featured guest today, her name is Suzanne Maurer. Suzanne has been very gracious. She shared her heart with us, her life story. And in being very transparent, I believe it just allows us to connect even more. Not only connect with her, but the Lord Jesus Christ, who has made all the difference in her life. I want you to consider this too. As we talk about partnership and trust, and as if this program has made a difference in your life, it's been a blessing to you, if it's allowed you to reach out to family members and friends, even as a topic of conversation. Our program is spreading across the country now. We're in 10 states through our Slice vignettes. And the Lord is opening many other doors through our media ministry across the country and around the world. Would you like to partner with us? I certainly would appreciate holding hands with you as a partner. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click partnership, and there's a Good Life Partnership Club that you can be a part of. There's some special access that you can be a part of as you join that. And by doing that, you'll be supporting our ministry, and we'll be holding hands, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to more and more people. TheGoodLifeHawaii.com. Suzanne, let's talk about trust. What does that mean to you, and how has the Lord used your ability to trust in difficult times?
Well, I sound a little bit like a broken record when I keep talking about being in the Word of God daily. But the thing that does is you see God working, and actually Christ, from the beginning of time all the way through the Old Testament, the New Testament. I have not spent a lot of time focusing on Scripture memory, but God in His graciousness has allowed me to hide in my heart some very appropriate and important scriptures, and they are sometimes life-changing to people who are coming to me with what seems like just absolute hopelessness. and being able to draw those scriptures. And then I have a wonderful little book that was given to me, again, a gift to me that I now am giving away like crazy, called Jesus Calling. And it's just a little daily devotion, and it's a paragraph or two, but it just gives you wisdom each day, and many times you think it's being written just for you. Mm. But and then I never did read the Sidney Sheldon book back in 1981.
You didn't read it,
huh? I didn't read it. And honestly, I don't read secular books. There is such a plethora of Christian books and stories and testimonies and encouragement that I'm always reading two or three books at the same time and gleaning from them so that I can be available and give godly counsel to people. And I do want to say, and I hope it's appropriate at this point in our talk today, that I am very opposed to abortion, any abortion. And I have to think, back in 1961, with abortion being illegal, I wouldn't have agreed to an abortion for sure. I didn't even agree to an adoption. But if the pill had been available, I shudder to think. And I think the thing in the turmoil of the life that we're living right now, one of our greatest drawbacks and tragedies, if you will, is compromise. There's so much compromise going around, political correctness. And part of trust is speaking truth, in my opinion. And so, but we have to know the truth, and then the truth will set us free. So we need to be in the Word of God. We need to be in biblical churches. We need to be in Bible studies. I am seeking Him. I'm looking for opportunities. That little morning prayer of melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, sets me up each day to be looking for not only ways to serve Him, to be His hands and feet, but also trusting. And we do serve a God that we can trust. We serve a loving God. And He also delights in blessing us.
How do you know? How do you know you can trust Him?
I've experienced it. I've just experienced it day in and day out with big things and little things. A phone call might come, and I pray right away, please help me. Please give me your wisdom. And He's there for me. I'll misplace something. I pray, and I find it. An opportunity will come, and I know that it's from Him. It's that personal relationship. It's reverencing Him. You get to know Him. And He delights in that, and He delights in blessing us. So the more I reverence Him, the more I get to know Him, and then I know that I can trust Him.
Coupled with that, Suzanne, someone today is going through a rough time. They're being challenged. Their heart is hurting, aching. They're stressed beyond what their mental capacity can handle. They're bitter because of something that was done to them. It could be even years ago. But someone's in a troublesome condition. What would you say to someone at that place right now?
Actually, I have about five people right now that I can think of that I'm going through that with this very day. And I was working with one this morning. The most important thing I feel that I can offer them is love, because it's His love through my heart to them. I give Bibles all the time. I sit down with them with the Word of God. I give Jesus Calling. And I am a networker. I'm gifted with networking. And so I will get on the phone and start rallying help and providing people that if I can't be there, they can be there. Try and get them. I really encourage people to be in a good church home. If they're not, there's a reason why God called us to church fellowship. It's first of all to worship Him without question. But also then He provides a network of people that we can help and can help us. And so, but the most important thing I'm trying to surround them with is love. And interestingly, it's kind of frightening how many people don't feel loved. They don't experience love. They've been wronged. And they need that reminding. And they need the example of seeing love lived out before them. And I try and be very, very honest, very truthful. If I can't do it, I won't do it. I'm not going to make a promise I can't keep. So honesty, you have to live that out before them. But I'm blessed to have many, many opportunities. But again, that morning prayer, that's what I want to do, is help people. And so just love.
Speaking about prayer, we've got about a minute and a half. Suzanne, can you pray for someone, our dear listener, right now, who really needs a touch from the Lord?
Father God, I just lift up to you perhaps many people. You know them. This is the wonderful thing, Father. You created them. You love them. You know them by name. You know their exact situation. So, Father, even from afar, I ask you to just wrap your arms around each person that is struggling right now and draw them into your arms of love and hold them tightly. Send a ripple through them. You can do this. You're a living God. You love and you care. And then, Father, bring people to them. Give them the ability, the courage to reach out and ask for help if they need help. But most of all, just hold them in your arms of love and bring help to them. And that's what you can do. And just through the power of the Holy Spirit, give them wisdom in knowing directions they may need to go. Give them a peace if they're doing what you would have them do. But most of all, help them to physically, spiritually feel your love and bring people to them, and help them to know that you haven't looked left or right. You are a God that loves. You are a God that will carry. You are a God that saves. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Suzanne, thank you. Thank you for being the blessing that you are in Christ.
Thank you.
I hope that as you've listened to the story of Suzanne, you've been blessed, that you've been encouraged by Suzanne Maurer. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click the Get to Know Jesus tab, and if you'd like to help us with your financial support, go to thegoodlife.com, click the Partnerships tab. You can find out more about the Good Life Partnership Club and the benefits that we provide there. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest today, Suzanne Maurer. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.